going on, everybody? This is Sydney Smith, the host of this incredible podcast, The Real Queen Sid, and this is episode 278 of The Real Queen Sid Show. I'm excited because this week we're going to talk about how to properly ask questions so that you can get more out of your mentor. Do you feel like sometimes you ask your mentor for help, or you ask questions, or you ask for coaching, and you get like a vague response, or you get like an unhelpful response? It might be because maybe you have a bad mentor or a bad coach, but most likely it's because you're not asking good questions. And so we're going to go through it in this episode so that you can start asking better questions so that you can get more from your coaching sessions that you can implement and bring into your business and actually grow your business. If you guys get any value from this, you can go ahead and screenshot it, share it into your Instagram stories, and tag me at The Real Queen Sid. Make sure you tag the yellow one, not the purple one. The yellow one, not the purple one. It'll make sense once you look at Instagram. But I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And let's get into this episode.
Training. A mentor is a person that you gain value from, gain knowledge from, so that they can teach you how to do what you want to do, right? So a lot of us sometimes think about mentors as people that cheer us on, or our accountability partners, or anything like that, which is not fact. It's not true. So there is a difference between a coach and a mentor. You should probably write this down. There's a difference between a coach and a mentor. Now a coach is somebody that is going to set up accountability calls with you. They're going to check in with you all the time, right? Think of like a fitness coach that like checks in with your goals with you. They check in weekly, right? Like Holly has all these clients that she's got to like make sure she messages every single week to check in on their progress, right? So that's like your coach. Your mentor, on the other hand, you might not even know your mentor. You might not even know them in person. You might not even know them at all. Somebody like Eric Worre, who you have never met, might be your mentor. Or maybe, you know, Lewis Howes might be your mentor, right? And so these are people that you learn from. And the great thing about the internet is that you can have a mentor that you never meet because you have open accessibility to the content that they put out, right? That's how you're gaining your mentorship, is by engaging in their free content that they're putting out, or their paid content that they're putting out, right? So that's the difference between a coach and a mentor. Now, when you have a mentor-mentee relationship and you do actually get to ask your mentor questions, this is where we kind of had this conversation in my Instagram stories, actually. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you guys to do the anonymous questions if you wanted coaching from me that was non-emotionally driven. Sometimes you guys ask me coaching questions and I love you too much and I'm too nice. So I said, if you wanted like real unemotional coaching and mentorship, then ask in the anonymous questions. That always is open. So you can always use that, but ask in there. And what was I about to say? Oh, somebody asked, how do you ask good questions? And I was like, this is perfect, because some of y'all's questions are awful, and there's no bad question, but like there are ways to get value out of your mentor and ways that waste their time, quite frankly. And so I will give you guys kind of a step-by-step process on how to ask better questions, how to be a better mentee so that you can get more out of your mentor. Does that make sense? Okay, perfect. So I always end my recruiting pitch with, what questions can I answer for you? So like they watch the video and then I ask, you know, they say, I'm interested in the business. And I say, what questions can I answer for you? That's always my closing thing. Anybody that's been recruited by me knows that. And so you can tell by the way people ask questions at this point, whether or not they're going to be good in business. But what I mean by that is, if you don't ask any questions, fine. Whatever. If you ask a question that's super broad, like how do you build a business? That's probably not a good question. But if you ask a question, if a prospect asks me a question like, what was your biggest fear to overcome when you started in business? Or I'm really scared about this obstacle. How can I overcome this to get started in business, right? Those are really good questions, because that is indicative of a person that is valuing their progress moving forward. Does that make sense? They're valuing their growth. Okay, so you can always tell when you ask, or when I open up coaching calls, right? So we did the I think this is how this came up in my Instagram stories, is we did the group coaching calls, and I ended up canceling group coaching calls because one person was showing up from each group every week. And the questions were really, really, really vague. They weren't amazing questions. And so I wanted to kind of give better directive on questions that we look for when we are trying to coach you, right? And this is not because like I have an ego around this. This is not because I don't want to answer your questions. It's because I can't give you the value that you need to get you to the next level if you don't know how to ask a question properly. Does that make sense? Like, this is not an ego thing. This is like a, I can't help you unless you learn how to do this. Okay. So we want people. So sometimes when we are asking questions to our mentor, we want them to fix things, right? Like, have you ever come to your mentor or me or whoever, and you go to them and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Fix it. And you're like, they're like, oh, great. Awesome. This is great. But sometimes we want somebody to fix things for us, right? And that comes from a lack of confidence, honestly. It comes from a lack of confidence. You should probably write that down. We sometimes want people to fix things for us because it comes from a lack of confidence. It's not that you don't know what to do. It's not that you don't know what to do. It's that you're not confident in the fact that that's what you need to do. 99% of the time we get on coaching calls, y'all don't need me. Y'all don't need me. You don't need me. You know what to do. And if you don't know what to do, there are 377 podcast episodes that I have uploaded where you can learn what to do. You don't need me. 99% of the time we get on coaching calls and it is a lack of confidence around the things that you're doing, right? And that's okay, because confidence comes with practice. Confidence comes with doing things over and 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 over. Confidence comes with doing the thing and getting results, doing the thing and getting results. And sometimes when we don't get the results right away, it kills our confidence. Ow, that really hurt. That was like a pressure in my nose. I don't know what just happened. But sometimes we don't get the results right away and it kills our confidence, right? Has anybody experienced that? Yeah, I'm not confident in messaging people. I love it. Okay, thank you for the honesty. I don't love that, but thank you for the honesty. Right? This is a lack of confidence in things. It's not that you don't know what to do. Jen and I literally had this conversation on a coaching call, right? She's like, I don't know what to, I'm doing everything. I'm like, you're doing everything. Okay. Tell me what everything is. And she's like, I'm doing this, 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 this. And then I did this today and I got a bunch of results. And I said, you did one thing different and got a bunch of results. So what's the one thing you're missing in your business? She goes, oh crap, girl, you already knew. Okay. So anyway, moving forward is, why do we want to ask better questions? I've kind of given you guys like a little bit in this intro, but I'll give you like a bunch of reasons. Because I need your buy-in on this. Like, I need your buy-in on this to make sure that you are willing to get better at this. Okay. Can you drop me like a two in the chat if you're like listening? This is good. This is good. This is how you call people out when there's only 10 people on the screen. Okay. First reason is because you'll get more out of your question. Generic questions get generic answers. And I'm going to give you guys an example of a generic question so that you can kind of like start to see what I'm talking about. But generic questions get generic answers. It's a waste of my time and it is a waste of your time to ask a generic question because you're not getting an answer that's actually going to help you. Does that make sense? Like, it's just wasting both of our times because it's not actually going to move your business forward if you ask generic questions. So that's why asking more specific, asking more targeted questions is way, 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 way better. Second reason is you know your business better than anybody else. I know y'all think I got a magic eye in the sky and I see a lot, but I don't see everything. I don't have cameras in your house. I don't see what you're doing. I don't see the actual tasks. All I know is what you tell me and what I see on social media. You know your business better than anybody else. So asking a generic question like, I'm not growing on Instagram, that doesn't really help me. It doesn't really help me because I don't know what you're doing in the DMs. I don't know what you're doing behind the scenes in your stories. I don't know what you're doing in the comments. Like, I don't see all of that stuff, you know? So nobody knows your business better than you do. The next reason is specific questions show your initiative and desire to grow, which is something that I already said. Specific questions show your actual desire to grow. Sometimes I think we get on coaching calls or we get on team training. You know, sometimes I open up like ask me anything for team training and we ask questions just to kind of check a box. Like, oh, Sydney saw that I was here and I asked a question. But if you ask specific questions for specific things that are wrong in your business, it shows your initiative and your desire to actually grow, not to check a box, not to show up for a coaching call because, oh, well, I wanted to spend some time with Sydney. I would love to spend time with all of you. That would be amazing. Coaching calls are not the place for it. You can DM me. You can show up at my house. We can show up at events. We can hang out wherever you want. Coaching calls, not the place for it. Okay. So it's that shows your initiative to and desire to grow. The next thing is that sometimes you can answer your own question. When you start searching for specific questions, you start to answer your own question. You don't, like I said, 99% of the time, you don't need me. You just need me to go, yep, that's right. Yep, you're correct. Yep, that's the direction you should be heading in. Great job. Great job. 90% of leadership is like encouragement, I swear to God. The other part is the hard part. It's like the dealing with drama and like a bunch of personalities. And okay, that's another training for another day. The next reason that you should get better at asking questions is this business is built on 1-degree shifts, aka specific questions with specific changes. This business is built on 1-degree shifts. If you tell me I'm not growing on Instagram or how do I grow on Instagram, I'm going to give you 107 different things to do because I don't know what the actual problem is. And then you're going to try to implement 107 different things. And then you're going to come back to me and be like, Sydney, that wasn't sustainable. And I'd be like, no way. Right. Because you're trying to implement too much at once. It's changing too much. And then all of a sudden you're going to be lost and confused and it's going to be too difficult. And then the last reason that you want to get better at asking questions is you are taking ownership of your own business. And I'll explain what that means in a second when I talk about how to ask better questions. But by agreeing to do this, by allowing yourself to learn this skill, by being fully present on this training and learning exactly how you can do this, you are going to be taking ownership over your own business. And you'll see why in a second, okay? So what does a better question look like, right? That's kind of the question of the day. What does a better question look like? Look at questions like, okay, here's a question that I get often. How do I sell more? Not a great question. I see your intention behind it. I understand. Not a great question. A better question would be, I've been creating a lot of reels that are getting traction and growing my following, but they aren't converting to sales. What can I do to help build relationships faster? A question like that shows that you evaluated your business, you evaluated your strengths and your weaknesses, and you know where your weakness is and what you actually need help with. Here's the thing, is selling is a multi-part thing, right? It's the attraction, it's the engagement, it's the relationship building, it's the introduction of the product, it's the close. There are so many layers to sales. So how do I sell more? Well, I don't know what part you're struggling with. Are you struggling with attracting people? Are you struggling with connecting with people? Are you struggling with closing people? Like, which part are you struggling with, right? And so that second question allows you to really analyze, okay, these are my strengths. I'm really good at attracting people. My reels have been getting a lot of engagement, a lot of attraction, a lot of views, but they're not converting to sales. Okay, my missing piece is probably in the middle where I'm engaging people, right? Connecting with people. So that's how you can start asking better questions, right? But if you want meaningful and implementable advice, I would ask the question the second way, right? Because that way you're going to get advice on the exact part of the sales funnel, the sales system that you actually need help with. If you said, how do I sell more? I'd be like, well, get more leads. Right? Have you guys ever gotten that answer from somebody or an answer like that? That's like very vague. And you're like, that's not helpful. Well, that's because your question wasn't helpful. Does that make sense? How this is like a give and take relationship. Like it's an equal opportunity relationship. The more you give me, the more context you give me, the better way you ask your question, the better answer you're going to get. But if you ask me a question like, how do I get more sales? I'm going to say, focus on leads, not sales. And you're going to be like, I have a butt ton of leads. That's not my problem, Sydney. And I'll be like, well, I didn't know that because you didn't tell me. Okay. So if you want meaningful and implementable advice, I would ask the question the second way. So how do you start asking better questions? This is kind of, are you guys like bought in on this? Like you understand why the questions have to be better? Are we like ready to learn how to ask better questions? Okay, good. Okay, good. So how to ask better questions. Most people, okay, this part here is this, Jen called it, my red is gonna show in this part. Most people don't even know what's going on in their business because they treat their business like a hobby. And that's why they have no idea what questions to ask. Because you have no idea what's going on in your business. If you're using a post and pray method, you have no idea what's going on in your business. And most people are doing that. I don't just mean you guys. I mean, most people in network marketing in general. Most people in network marketing in general use a post and pray method. They post and then they cross their fingers. And then they post again and then they cross their fingers. And then they post again and they cross their fingers. There's no strategy. There's no system. There's no nothing. But we're in a business. Well, I'm in a business. But the difference between a business and a hobby is a business makes you money and a hobby costs you money. Right. So that's the first part of getting better at asking questions is the prep. So step one of getting better at asking questions in the prep is take responsibility for your own business. If you ever get the chance to sit down with your mentor and understand that that is a privilege and you get to have that conversation, but you need to be prepared, right? This is the ownership over your business. This is, I know what's going on in my business. I don't expect my mentor who's not in my business to know what's going on in my business, right? So like, think of it this way. If you bought a McDonald's franchise, right? I don't know if you know how franchises work, but like they have a lot of rules and very little help. A lot of rules, very little help. And so they give you the rule book and they say, here you go, set up your McDonald's, right? You buy this McDonald's and that's basically how a franchise works. And so you're like kind of trial and error. You can do a bunch of different things and whatever. And so you start to learn what works in your demographic in that McDonald's, like what items at your specific McDonald's are ordered all the time. What campaigning works, right? Does billboards work in your area? Or do people prefer like goofy signs outside or whatever, right? So you know what works in your area with your demographic, with your McDonald's franchise. Now you go and you sit down with the CEO of McDonald's and you walk in there and you walk in with all your papers and your business and he goes, wow, your franchise is doing great. What can I help you with? And you say, I want to sell more burgers. That is not a great question to ask the CEO of McDonald's. He doesn't know your demographic. He doesn't know anything. And you're going to get a generalized answer. So taking ownership over your business and in a way, like learning what the hell is going on. Okay. So the next step of prep is before you ever ask for coaching, have a business plan. This business plan doesn't have to be super complicated, but this is what your DMOs are. How many of you guys actually have and follow DMOs every single day? One person. Before you ever ask for coaching, have a business plan, right? Are you going to post one or three times a day on one or three platforms? Are you going to message 5 people a day, 10 people a day, 20 people a day? Are you going to message 5 people today and none tomorrow and 5 the next day and 3 the next day? And like, what's the plan? We talk about this when we talk about MVP, right? MVP is the way to hit MVP is to reverse engineer the goal with what activities do you have to do to get there? How many times have you said, I'm going to hit MVP and then you don't put a plan in place. And so you don't hit it. Right. So this is the business plan, the DMOs, the activities that you're going to do every day to make sure that you're getting a little bit closer. So that's step two. Step three is to track your plan for 30 days. So if you're going to post on social media on 3 platforms a day, once a day, the next 30 days, you're going to talk to 10 people and you're going to I don't know, do the 10, 10, 10 method on Instagram and you're going to answer three, whatever. Okay. Whatever your system is, track it for 30 days. You guys want to see something? Okay. I wasn't going to do this, but whatever. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. So this is called, go away. This is called Notion. This is how I track my system. I was noticing that over the summer, I kind of fell into like a depression, right? And so I wasn't posting every day on every platform like I was supposed to. And so last month I made this. This is my posting tracker. Okay. So I want to post an Instagram reel, a UGC TikTok. I have three TikTok accounts. So one TikTok in each account, a Facebook reel and a Facebook post every single day. And I checked off when it got done. Well, y'all can see where my priorities are. But if you look at the bottom, this is my compliancy rate. Yeah, that's what it's called. Compliancy rate. 26%. My compliancy rate for Facebook posts this month have been 26%. That's awful. That is awful. 26% of the days of this month I posted on, well, obviously the month isn't over yet, but it's almost over. 73% was the best compliancy rate that I had. That was my new TikTok that I was excited about growing. So I posted a lot on it. Y'all see what I mean by tracking? Sometimes we think we're doing great, right? Because I was doing better than I was last month. That's the real thick of it, is that I was doing better than I was doing last month. That's real. Hold on. I lost my notes. Hold on. I thought that I was doing great. I thought that I was posting every single day on each platform. And the fact of the matter is, it's very clear that I wasn't. I don't even have an 80% compliancy rate. Do you? Oh my God, Sydney, I can't talk and move this stuff around at the same time. Hold on. I'm doing this. Okay, here we go. Was that kind of like a smack in the face? So some of y'all feel like offended. Can you share this so we can edit and use? It's in Notion. If you don't know how to use Notion, it's not really worth like trying to use it. You should just use like there's probably apps for it actually that you can put like your daily habits in. Notion's like complicated to get to know. I've been using it for a while, but Jen says she uses a whiteboard, right? But like, it literally shows me my compliancy rate. So that was my business plan for this month, was to post every day on all, like those were the six things that I wanted to do. And then, you know, all my messages and stuff, my virtual assistant actually does them for me. So that's the other half of the business plan that you're not seeing. My highest compliancy rate was 73%. That's not good. So start tracking it for 30 days so that you can see if you're actually sticking to the business plan. Number four is learn how to self-evaluate. So once you've tracked for 30 days, you learn how to evaluate the data that you now have. Are you falling short in areas like messaging? Are you falling short in areas like content production? Are you falling short in blah, 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 blah? Part of your business plan, okay, this is not what I was going to say, but part of your business plan should be to do a certain amount of talking TikToks and reels a week. If that's not already part of your business plan, it should be. Okay, back to what I'm actually training on. Learn how to evaluate yourself. So what needs to be changed? Are there any consistencies in videos that did particularly well, right? So like at the end of the month, I'll go back and look at all the videos that did really well. What were the hooks that I used? What were the things that I was talking about? What were the, all of that, right? Like I know if I need to go, if my LGBTQ plus TikTok is having a lull, I know exactly what to post about because I know exactly what hits and goes viral on that account. Because I've evaluated my own content. Does that make sense? I saw somebody say that they suck at planning. It's a skill set that you like, I understand because I am chaotic. I'm a freaking tornado. I am a Cancer. I am a tornado. You can ask my wife, almost wife. I am a tornado. But there is so much freedom in the discipline. because I tornadoed around. I've been in this industry for 8.5 years and I tornadoed around for the first 4 years of tornadoing around, and I didn't do anything. I didn't get the results that I wanted to get. I didn't see what everybody else was seeing. I didn't do what everybody else was doing because I literally was using a post and pray method. Hope this takes off. I don't know. Let me just check this box and make sure that I get my live done, even though it's not really working. It's not really growing. It's not really getting people in, because I didn't know how to make a plan, evaluate, change the plan, make a plan, evaluate, change the plan. Does that make sense? Yeah. See, I'm a tornado. Exactly like that. Okay, so then you can learn things like, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What got you a lot of engagement? What got you, and what I mean by engagement is, I mean engagement, not just views. Sometimes we look at that little fancy view number and we're like, oh my God, I got like 5,000 views. This is awesome. But like, if you don't have engagement on it, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter. So once you learn how to self-evaluate and look at your content and look at what's working and what's not working, then you can formulate your questions around what you cannot figure out yourself. Because I can guarantee you, if you track your tasks over the next 30 days, you'll know exactly why your business isn't growing the way you want it to. I guarantee you. You'll say, oh, I only have a 60% compliance rate on posting. Ooh, I only have a 15% compliance rate on sending messages. Well, I have 100% compliance rate on sending happy birthdays, but that doesn't really do anything. It's the fluff work that Bree talks about, right? I bet you have 100% compliance on the fluff work. That's what Bree talks about. She was doing the fluff work and telling her mentor she was doing everything. I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. No, you're doing the fluff work. You're not doing the stuff that actually moves the needle. So track yourself for the next 30 days, right? So once you formulate your actual questions around what you cannot figure out yourself, then you can then you schedule coaching. You ask your mentor or your coach, I need some help. Then what you're going to do is you're going to, number one, be coachable. Oh my God, Alexa's talking to me. You're going to be coachable, right? Not coachable to your comfort level, coachable. Your mentor will not be invested in your progress if you don't prove that you will do the things she says to do or he says to do. It's not fun to coach people that don't actually take the advice. You know what's fun? Is when you coach somebody and they come back and they're like, Sydney, my views are up. And I'm like, yes. And then you coach somebody again and they're like, oh my God, I got like 100 comments on this. And you're like, yes. And then you coach somebody again and they're like, oh my God, I sold 2 trials on TikTok. And you're like, yes. I get so excited about your results, but you don't see results if you don't take the coaching. So that's the first thing, is you have to be coachable, and not just coachable to your comfort, to your comfort zone, because your comfort zone hasn't brought you very much success, has it? You should probably write that down. Number two is, when you are talking to your mentor, is you should specify your goals with your mentor. Because here's the thing. I am going to coach somebody differently that wants to hit champ than somebody that just wants to hit MVP. Does that make sense? Like, there are different levels of coaching. There's different levels of intensity. There's different ways of showing up to those different people. And I need to know your goals, not the goals you think that I want for you. Like, if your goal is rank 2, I'm all in. I'm excited. I am pumped. You probably only need to send like 2 to 5 messages a day. But if your goal is, you know, champ, you need to be sending way more than 2 to 5 messages a day. And the coaching is going to reflect that. So you need to be honest and specific with the goals you tell your mentor. And then number three, with the actual coaching part, is be honest with yourself and your mentor about what you will and will not do. Do not tell your mentor that you will go live every day for the next 30 days. If you know in your heart of hearts, you already gave up on that. It doesn't help either one of us. And be honest with them about what obstacles you have. So if you have fear around something, or you have an emotional block or something around a task or an activity, be honest about those things. Because your mentor wants to help you move through the obstacles, but they can't do it unless you're honest about what they are. And sometimes obstacles sound a lot like excuses. That was red too. Sorry. Not sorry, actually. The last step of this is following the session, the coaching session or the mentorship session, right? So sometimes, okay, let me be frank with you guys. Sometimes when you formulate your questions around what you cannot figure out yourself, sometimes you could just go listen to a podcast and you would probably get the answers. So like, this doesn't always have to be a one-on-one coaching session with your mentor. You can probably go find a lot of the answers in podcasts, considering you have some of the best leadership in the empire, some of the best leadership in the industry in the empire. Does that make sense? Right? You could go listen to Bree talk or Brooke talk or Brittany talk or Jesse Lee talk or something. It doesn't always have to be a one-on-one session. It can be, if you can't figure it out, it can be, but that's another step of, you know, formulating really good questions. Because sometimes when you ask a question, your mentor might say, hey, I have this amazing podcast for that. Let me send it to you. It's not because we don't care. It's because we want you to learn for yourself, because the more that you learn how to learn yourself, the faster you'll fly in business. I know sometimes it sucks. We want our mentor to give us all the answers. Believe me, I'm like Jesse Lee. Tell me the exact steps to become a millionaire. And she's like, you have to grow yourself. I'm like, that's stupid. I want steps. Okay. And then the last part. Okay. Following the session, number one is implement immediately. Number two is set up checkpoints and keep your mentor updated. I don't know who needs me to say this, but like, I love when you guys text me updates. Like, I think sometimes people think that some people on the team are closer to me than others. And I'll tell you that the only reason that it seems that way is because they talk to me more. They send me their wins. They send me their updates. They send me, you know, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I need help with. This is my win. You are more than welcome. You all have my number. You are more than welcome to text me. And then number three is track, evaluate, and start again. So once you make the changes, once you make the shifts, track them for 30 days again, evaluate, make another, and then repeat the system. But a lot of times we don't ask good questions because we don't actually know what's going on. And that's kind of the thing that I want you to get from this whole training, is that when you know what is going on in your business, when you know what is happening, what you have been doing, what you have not been doing, because sometimes it feels like we're doing everything. You say, I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. And my mentor says, and your mentor says, how many people did you message today? And you're like, none. So you're doing everything content wise. Right. So if you want more from your mentor, you have to, and then just the last thing, if you want more from your mentor, you have to earn it. This is a mutual relationship. So like, the more that you show up and show them that you're going to listen to their coaching and you're going to listen to their training and you're invested in your own growth, the more invested your mentor will be in your growth. Does that make sense? Again, this is not an ego thing. Like, this is a, it's like, remember how we had that team training where I was like, I'm going to pour in what you guys pour into me, because this is a mutually beneficial relationship. It's the same thing, right? Like, there's this stigma in network marketing that your mentor owes you something, which they don't, just like your downline doesn't owe you anything, right? Those of you that have teams. I don't crack a whip and force you guys to work, because you don't owe me that. It's a mutually beneficial relationship though, like if we both engage in it. So I hope that makes sense. I hope you guys learned a ton from that. I hope that we are learning how to have better plans going ahead and ask better questions so that I can give better coaching, because the better your question is, the more coaching, the more specific, the more accurate, the more helpful coaching I can give. So maybe we'll do a Q&A soon so that we can put this into practice, because that would be fun. And your assignment for this week is to come up with your business plan. Come up with your business plan for the next 30 days. For those of you that hate me for that, that's okay. If you want to share it in the chat, you can. That might help other people, as that might help other people come up with tasks. Or if you want to text it to me directly, that would be cool too. Whatever you want. And then come up, second part of the assignment is come up with a way to track it so that